Be still and know. Realizing what his good health had meant to him, it is no wonder Charles Kingsley, the English clergyman and novelist, said, "There has always seemed to me something impious in the neglect of personal health. I could not do half the work I do if it were not for the strength and activity which I have always cultivated." How many there are who are not doing half the good they might do for want of health? Because of poor health, the world has been cheated out of more than we can possibly estimate. Columnist John R. Gunn writes, "When we consider the relation of health to one's efficiency, and when we consider the loss poor health means to the world, we cannot regard the neglect of health as anything other than something impious. The body is the instrument of the mind and soul. Only through this instrument can we do our work and fulfill our mission in the world. It is a crime to abuse the body through indulgence. It is sinful to let it go to waste through lack of care and lack of exercise. That thou mayest prosper and be in health," was the Apostle John's wish for a well-beloved brother. Good health is commonly included in the exchange of well wishes between friends. This is a proper recognition of the importance of health. If you are wise, you will guard well your health, for it is one of life's dearest possessions. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from the book of 3 John, "That thou mayest prosper and be in health."